Mom Thomas was like a special treasure chest. She filled our lives with joy and laughter and meaning and purpose. And today, Wendy and I would like to honor her by sharing a few of our treasured stories. As her daughter-in-law, I enjoyed her company very much. She was my friend, and I feel very blessed to have had her as a mother-in-law. She was easy to be with, and she was lighthearted. I'm the director of a senior center, and she would call me and say, "This is the old mother-in-law from Bountiful, and I want to hear about the old folks and what you're doing today." And I never viewed her as being old. She was just so fun to be with and always interested in what we were doing. I admired her keen sense of self. She knew who she was, and she had worked a lifetime to learn the lessons and joys from it. Her example of faith and compassion for others was something that I always admired about her. She was a devoted caregiver, as many of you know. She gave service and love all of her life. With the help of her dear husband, Martin, Mom and Dad lovingly cared for her parents, her sister Marge, and her son David. She was very detailed, and she knew exactly what each one of them needed. And when she didn't, she would kneel, and she would ask for guidance and help. She enjoyed the simple things, and she was very practical. She was our stabilizer. She was our comforter and our generational connector. As family, we could call her up, and if we needed any history or information, we knew that Aunt Jean, Mom Jean, could give us that. She knew the history, she knew the dates, she knew the events, and she always took the time to share them with you, and her stories were wonderful. It didn't matter how many times she told them, you loved hearing them. She always had a story at the doorway, too. Just one more story. Wait, I have one more story to tell you. Other gems of treasured gems were the fact that Jean was a wonderful listener and a confidant. You could share your sorrows, you could share your accomplishments, and she would offer encouragement. She was our cheerleader. She had a gentle way of pushing you in the right direction. She told it how it was, and I learned so very much from her and her wisdom. She found space in her heart for everyone. She was a child at heart, and she delighted in childlike things. She loved dolls, and she has a wonderful doll collection, and she loved ironing their clothes. She loved talking to them and fixing them. She loved being a kid. Shelley, her daughter, shared with me that when she started having children of her own, when they were born, after each new child, she would say, "Aren't they the most precious? Aren't they the most beautiful? And aren't they the smartest?" And when her grandchildren came along, she said the very same thing. Her life was centered on her family and being a mom and a wife. And she enjoyed her family being together. Her home was her castle.
Mom loved a great bargain. She could not pass up a true sale, even if she had no one in mind for that particular purchase. I think baby clothes were her favorite sales passion. Her closet was filled with darling little outfits that she knew someone at some time would be able to use and enjoy. So how could she pass it up? In fact, Mom had purchased and put aside a darling pink ballerina dress for her ballerina granddaughter Amy's baby. The only problem is, Amy ended up having three darling little baby boys who don't want to wear a darling little pink ballerina dress. Who knows? Maybe Mom will use her influence so the next one will be able to enjoy the ballerina dress. All of the grandchildren and great-grandchildren have been grateful recipients of her many generous purchases. Mom was a wonderful cook, always the gracious hostess. Very seldom. In fact, come to think of it, Linda, do you recall Mom ever sitting down with us from start to finish the meal?
Never.
She seemed to always be attending to someone else's needs, or rather perceived needs. Her grandsons, Gabriel and Ian, loved the tradition of enjoying a delicious meal prepared by Mom after attending the General Conference priesthood sessions with their dads and grandpa. That evening, twice a year, found them not only spiritually well-fed, but physically, thanks to dear Mom's traditional after-conference meal. That is one of Ian's fondest memories. Mom was happiest being home, and like Linda said, home was her castle. She found such satisfaction in her daily chores, especially that of ironing. She did it with such skill. As my children were preparing to go to the temple for the first time, she was so solicitous in wanting to prepare our temple clothes. With such patience, pleats and all, she had us looking starched and pressed. Nothing was too tedious. She even pressed her tiny doll clothes. I truly think she enjoyed ironing.
I don't enjoy ironing. Her humor was something that we all valued and loved. Her sense of humor was always intact, and we marveled at her ability to laugh at herself, especially when times got tough during her illness. She especially appreciated all the cards and the letters and the love and the calls and the visits during this time. It meant so much to her. One sweet story she told was a visit from Bishop Humphrey and his wife, Susan. The conversation went something like this. They were talking about weight and how as we age, our weight changes. And Mom said, "I'm down to a sleek 90 pounds. And Dad said, "Well, you're so thin, you could wear a yellow polka-dotted bikini." She said, "No, thanks, I'd rather have cancer." Well, the very next day, when she opened her door, there was a box with this beautiful card on it from the beach that said, "Enjoy thin." She called them the next day and left a wonderful message on their machine that basically said, "I'm keeping my bikini in a box and I only show it to certain people. Oh, and by the way, this is Jean. I hope you don't give it to anybody, just anybody." Another story that I remember was her ability to drive. She recognized that she needed to stop driving, but she wanted to keep her driver's license going. And we all just said, "Fine, that's great, Mom." Dad usually took her everywhere she needed to go, but this one particular day, she needed to go to the store, and so she said, "You know what, I'm just going to get in the brown Ford, and I'm going to drive myself down to Weininger's and get what I need, and I'll just be fine." She said when she got down there, she was so proud of herself. She got out of the car and got everything she needed, and she got back in the car on the passenger side. And she said she sat there for a minute. She goes, "Oh, my gosh, I hope nobody saw me." And she slid over and drove home.
On our birthdays or other special occasions, we look forward to receiving our favorite treat from Mom, her ever-famous loaf of homemade bread, along with a little jar of her homemade apricot jam. It was a favorite of all of ours. During mine and Jeff's dating years, I have fond memories of the pork roll sandwiches she made on this famous homemade bread of hers. Now that was a treat. After all these years, she still remembered that I loved that snack. And on Mother's Day 1999, she delivered a pork roll sandwich, yes, on the homemade bread, accompanied by a lovely card, which she didn't sign, but that's another story. But on the envelope, she wrote, "To dear Wendy, roast pork sandwiches for memories. We love you." And appreciate all your loving thoughts and kindnesses to us. What joy your beautiful family is to us. Have a happy day, the doting grandparents, Mom and Dad Thomas." That's a keeper. Mom's Scottish background came out whenever she sent a card. She never did sign them. She would maybe write on the envelope, but never the card. That way the receiver could reuse that card. So practical. As Dr. Phil said, Women have long, long, long memories. And Mom not only had a long memory, but a very sharp memory. She could recall the things her kids and grandkids did vividly, and we always enjoyed her recall of them. Above all else, I think Mom loved to visit, whether it was in person or over the phone. Mom enjoyed hearing about all of our comings and goings. She truly was interested in it all. We felt her love and pride in all of our accomplishments, and she made sure everyone else knew about them as well. She loved receiving the notes and cards from her many dear friends and family members, and she truly treasured each one of them. In these last few months of Mom's life, she especially treasured the many, many thoughtful and sincere words expressed by you, dear friends and neighbors. They were truly a joy and a lift to her in her difficult days. Like a Boy Scout, a good Boy Scout, Mom was prepared. A couple of days ago, I gave a primary lesson on the parable of the 10 virgins, and Mom was a perfect example among the 5 wise who were prepared to meet the bridegroom. Mom was prepared, and that is why she was able to leave behind her earthly body with such grace, knowledge, and understanding. She cultivated a peaceful attitude. She was practical and positive. Generosity, goodness, and grace were hers. The Scottish poet James Barrie wrote, "God gave us memories that we might have June roses in the December of our lives." Our lives are blessed and enriched by the memories Mom shared with us and those we have of her. She blessed us with joy, hope, and love, courage, and strength to celebrate life. Her life was a celebration of love.
In a Christmas card in 1996, we received this beautiful saying, "Families are like quilts pieced together and lined with laughter and tears, creating a patchwork of memory and love." She has left a beautiful quilt of memories for all of us and has left a beautiful Christ-like example for us to follow, for she truly believed and endured to the end. No pain we suffer, no trial that we experience is wasted, according to Orson F. Whitney. It helps in our education and it helps in our development. Of such qualities, such as patience, faith, fortitude, and humility. All that we suffer and endure, especially when we endure it patiently, builds up our characters and purifies our hearts and our souls. She possessed all those things. She was firm in her foundation of the gospel, and that light and knowledge was often felt and expressed. In Isaiah 41:10, she said this several weeks before she passed away to all of us. "Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid and strengthen thee and help thee and cause thee to stand and upheld by the righteous omnipotent hand." What a wonderful strength that scripture was to her. And for today, we know that she is in his care and we are comforted by that knowledge that we will see her again. She's left a wonderful treasure box for us to enjoy and whose influence will be felt for generations to come. We love you, Mom. God bless you.